In this bulletin, a pro-Beijing politician attacked in Hong Kong, a New South Wales police minister defends the practice of strip-searching minors, and in football, equal pay deal between the Matildas and Socceroos formally announced. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A man wielding a knife has attacked a pro-Beijing politician who has taken a tough stand against anti-government protests in Hong Kong. Police say Junius Ho, his assistant, and the alleged attacker have been taken to hospital with unspecified injuries following the assault. The attacker's motive is unknown, but Mr. Ho gained notoriety among anti-government protesters in July when he was filmed laughing and shaking hands with suspected Triad gang members who assaulted peaceful demonstrators. The attack comes amid more than 5 months of political unrest in Hong Kong. A group of 11,000 scientists from over 153 countries have formally declared a climate emergency after analysing over 40 years of global data. They say the data shows immediate action needs to be taken to stop global warming, or else widespread human suffering is likely to occur. The declaration also outlines six areas that need to be acted on to mitigate the impacts of global warming, including energy, short-lived pollutions, nature, food, economy and population. Greens climate change spokesman Adam Bant has welcomed the scientists' declaration.
We've got farmers who are suffering through record drought. We've got towns that are being told they might run out of water. We had parts of Australia start burning barely a couple of weeks out of winter. We are in a climate emergency, and the first step towards fixing the problem is admitting that you've got a problem. And if the Parliament follows the lead of the scientists and declares a climate emergency, then we can refocus the whole of the country's efforts into stopping the climate crisis getting worse.
Former nightclub bouncer Vincent Tarantino has been found not guilty of Sydney schoolgirl Queenie Deak's 1998 murder. Mr. Tarantino faced a Supreme Court trial over the 12-year-old's alleged murder after she was last seen leaving her house in Granville in Sydney's west. The trial heard the 52-year-old walked into a police station in 2016 and confessed to the murder, but he pleaded not guilty, with his legal team arguing he made a false confession. Mr. Tarantino says he originally confessed to the murder out of fear. Queenie Deak's body has never been found. New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott has defended the practice of strip-searching minors, saying he would want his children strip-searched if they were suspected of breaking the law. His comments after the revelation 122 girls aged between 12 and 17 have been strip-searched by New South Wales Police since 2016. The figures obtained by the Redfern Legal Centre under Freedom of Information laws show two 12-year-old girls and eight 13-year-old girls were among those strip searched in the last 3 years. Despite criticism from the centre, Mr. Elliott is defending the police's ability to strip search minors.
I've got young children, and if I thought that the police felt that they were at risk of doing something wrong, I'd want them strip searched. Having been Minister for Juvenile Justice, we have 10-year-olds who are involved in terrorism activity.
Football Federation Australia has formally announced the deal that they say will close the pay gap between the men's national team, the Socceroos, and the women's national team, the Matildas. It's the key part of the four-year collective bargaining agreement to Australia's national teams unveiled today in Sydney. The Socceroos and Matildas will each receive 24% of an agreed aggregate of revenues generated by Australian national teams in 2019 to 2020. That amount will rise by 1% each year over the course of the four-year deal. Football Federation Australia Chief Executive David Gallop says the deal will also ensure money for the more junior levels of the game.
That is what's truly unique about this. It will lead to a sharing of that revenue equally between the Socceroos and the Matildas, but it also contains a commitment for 5% of that national team generated revenue to be reinvested into our national youth team structure, right down to our cerebral palsy team.
The weather for tomorrow in Perth, sunny and 30, 19 degrees in Adelaide with a shower or two, much the same for Melbourne, 18, similar conditions for Hobart, 15, fine weather for Canberra, 20, 25 degrees in Wollongong, sunny there as well. In Sydney, much the same, 30, 30 degrees as well in Newcastle and sunny. In Brisbane, fine weather, 33, fine weather for Cairns as well, and 31. And in Darwin, similar conditions, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.